You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
All right, we're back in the kitchen, and today we're doing something very special and super easy because I absolutely love easy recipes. So today we're doing cookie bars. Now, originally I found this recipe using mini eggs, and some supermarkets at the moment still have a leftover stock from Easter, so you could use those. But you can also use other sweets. You could use Smarties, you could use Revels, you could use M&Ms, whatever you really fancy. Let's go through the ingredients. You're going to need 115 grams of unsalted butter, 135 grams light brown soft sugar, 55 grams granulated sugar, 1 medium egg, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 275 grams plain flour, 1 teaspoon bicarbonate of soda, 1.5 teaspoon salt, 1.5 tablespoons corn flour. And this one is essential if you want to get those really nice cookie bars. This really makes the texture pop, so definitely make sure you have this. And 100 grams milk chocolate chips. Now, I'm using dark chocolate chips today just because these are quite sweet, so I'm trying them with a slightly darker chocolate, but milk chocolate is fine. And about 100 to 300 grams mini eggs. And then obviously you can swap that for any of your favorite treats like Smarties, M&Ms, Revels. See how it works out. I actually have orange mini eggs, so I'm really excited with leftover stock, so I got them really, really cheap. Anyway, that's your ingredients. You're also going to need a 9 by 9 inch square rim baking tray to use for this recipe, and one big bowl to mix everything. So this is super easy. And we're going to start by preheating the oven. So you're looking at 190 degrees Celsius if it's just a regular oven. If you have fan setting, 170 Celsius. I will set my oven and just let it warm up. And in the meantime, we're going to prep everything else. So we're going to start with our butter, 115 grams unsalted butter, which you can have at room temperature or melted. I prefer to use it melted, so I'm just going to get that prepped now. And that was absolutely spot on. So I will pop this in the microwave and just leave it to melt away on low setting and check on it very often. And that should be ready. Okay, so let's add our butter to a big bowl. We're going to add our sugar. So we're looking at 135 grams of light brown sugar. So I'll start with that. And we're going to add 55 grams granulated sugar. Spot on as well. And now we just are going to mix everything up. I'm just going to... Personally, I like using a fork for this one. Okay, that looks good. And now we're going to add our egg and vanilla. So one egg, and it's about a teaspoon of vanilla extract. And now we're going to add flour, which was, again, plain flour. And we're looking at 275 grams, so just got to add a little bit at a time. And just keep adding it in and mixing everything together. As you're mixing, it will start getting a lot thicker, very much like a cookie dough texture, so that's really what you want. It will be quite thick. Okay, and we're also going to add our bicarbonate of soda, so it's a teaspoon. And we also need a tablespoon of corn flour. Definitely, don't forget this ingredient. Oh, and I almost forgot, we also need some salt just to contrast all this sweetness. So it's just a half a teaspoon of salt. So let's add that in. There we go. Okay, so it's time to add our final ingredients. So I have a bag of dark chocolate chips. You can use milk chocolate, 100 grams. And again, your mixture should be quite thick. Now, I also have two little mini bags of mini eggs, orange mini eggs. And that's about 150 grams in total. What I'll do is I'll actually smash them up a little bit. It'll just be easier to mix them through. I'll get a little rolling pin and smash it up a little bit. Make sure you open it a little bit, otherwise the bag might just explode. Okay, I smashed up my mini eggs a little bit. I'll add them in now. It'll be just a bit easier to mix them. I won't add all of it. I'll probably add 100 grams and then do a little bit for the top when I put everything in the baking tray. And I will do my best now to mix it through the batter again. It's very, very thick. Again, cookie dough texture. That's perfect. Everything's mixed in. I'm going to prep my baking tray. So a 9 by 9 inch square baking tray. Line it with some baking paper. You'll definitely need to do that. And it's ready to add your batter in, your cookie dough batter. And you will need to press it down because it's very thick. And don't be scared to use your hands. You can use your fork, but sometimes it's just easier to feel around with your hands and really press it down into the tray. Now you should have a lovely cookie dough square. It will feel like cookie dough, especially when you touch it with your hands. You can grab your little leftover mini eggs and just spread them around the top for extra decorations. Stick them in where you feel little gaps. But yeah, your oven should be warm about now. And again, 190 degrees Celsius. But if you have a fan setting, 170. So I will pop this in the oven. So it's going to go in the oven for about 18 to 22 minutes. The top of the cookie bake needs to look dry. Now, essential thing, when you take it out, do not do anything. Leave it in a tray. You need to let it cool properly. We're talking about an hour. You don't touch it. If you try and pull it out earlier, it's going to be all the chocolate and everything's going to be too melty. It's just going to spread out. It'll probably still be delicious. However, you're not going to be able to cut it easily into little squares. So just a tip, you're going to have to be patient. But anyway, into the oven it goes. Right, I'll set my timer and I'll come back in about 20 minutes. So again, 18 to 22. Okay, I think they're ready. So let's grab my cookies. Oh yeah, they look perfect and they smell lovely as well. Right, okay. So as tempting as you might be to get these right out of the tray, do not leave them in for an hour. Let it cool properly. Once it's done, take it out and cut it into even squares. And you have your lovely cookie bars with whatever filling you used. And I can tell you, they're amazing. I have brought them into work a couple times and they have received the seal of approval of all of my colleagues. With this recipe as well, if you want to store this, make sure it's in an airtight container, and you can store your cookie bars for up to 5 days. And if you're looking for this recipe, I follow the mini egg cookie bars recipe by Jane's Patisserie online. So please enjoy this treat and do let us know how you got on with the recipe. Of course, our email is radio@rnab.org.uk.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.